Volkswagen today said it's further shaking up its senior management team in the wake of the emissions cheating scandal. It's part of an ongoing effort by VW to try to overhaul what analysts see as a dysfunctional corporate culture. The company also announced today it's retained lawyer Kenneth Feinberg to design and administer a claims resolution program for aggrieved VW diesel owners. Also, the European Parliament today said it will investigate whether EU regulators were too lax in their oversight. Green Party Member of Parliament Claude Turmes called the scandal the largest industrial fraud ever. VW has admitted that it rigged its diesel cars to fool U.S. emissions tests, that some 11 million vehicles could be fitted with illegal devices capable of cheating. The company also recently admitted that the cheating started a lot earlier than previously thought. Robert Wright covers U.S. industry for the Financial Times. Robert, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
The chairman of VW's board said recently this was not a one-time error, that there was a climate for lax ethical standards, saying, quote, there was a tolerance for breaking the rules. Is there something rotten in the corporate governing structure at VW, Robert?
Well, I think it's been clear for some time now, and a lot of our reporting's shown this, that this is something that cannot have been confined to just a small group of people. The devices first appeared in vehicles in the US in 2007, and they were gradually fitted to new models over the time up to 2014. It's always looked impossible that this was just a small group of people. So I think there is a serious cultural issue here. This isn't the first corporate scandal at Volkswagen, and I think really the issue at Volkswagen has been that the company has had a very strong command and control culture. It's been a kind of top-down organization, and that perhaps has led some people who felt they didn't have another option to cut corners.
What do we know about why the cheating was allegedly tolerated for so long, Robert? I mean, this is an old-line German company with a previously solid post-war reputation. What do you think was driving their cheating?
The company wanted to be the world's biggest car maker. It wanted to sell more cars than anybody else. And the big challenge for the company was it wasn't getting into the US market in a big way. And the way that it sought to get into the US market was through its diesel technology. It was a leader in diesel technology. And it was really struggling to get the diesel technology to work for small vehicles in the US. And my feeling is the circumstantial evidence all points towards the companies having started cheating to get those small diesel vehicles to work under U.S. emission standards.
So it was this driving ambition to be number one globally.
Yes, that's exactly it. And we can see that there was an enormous pressure at the company towards that.
Talk about the corporate structure. It's owned by this sort of troika of state government, Lower Saxony, powerful labor unions, as well as this billionaire family. Does that make the corporate structure and governance different?
I think there have been long-standing concerns about Volkswagen's corporate governance. I mean, this company hasn't really been run in some ways in the interests of shareholders in the way that you would hope in an Anglo-American company might really happen. There hasn't really been the accountability that there would be at some other companies. And I think really one of the things that tells you that Volkswagen is different is that quite a lot of other companies tried to bring small diesels to the US, looked at the challenges of meeting emission standards, and then said, okay, we're not going to do it. We can't get our technology to work. So that's something that was kind of almost hiding in plain sight over many years, that people just believed Volkswagen had some secret sauce that was enabling them to do this when other people couldn't, that Volkswagen was just cleverer. We now know that Volkswagen was just more prepared to bend the rules.
Robert, today the European Parliament said it will investigate whether EU regulators were sort of asleep at the switch and not doing their job. What kind of impact might that have on the company?
Well, I think the company is now facing investigations pretty much everywhere. So I don't think a European Parliament investigation is going to add much to that. But I think what we're now going to see is that people are no longer going to be as reliant on the kinds of emissions tests that Volkswagen's software was set up to game. So I think we're going to see that there's going to be far more rigorous testing, far more on-the-road testing. That has to be a good thing. I think it's clear that these tests were fairly easy to detect. It's fairly easy to get around them, and that's what's at the heart of this scandal.
Robert, briefly, the company faces lawsuits from around the world. It faces potential compensation in the billions. What kind of long-term effect on the company's bottom line might this scandal have?
Well, it's a company with very deep resources and that has been going for a long time. So I think nobody thinks that the company is ultimately going to fail, but this is obviously going to cut back on investment. We're going to see much less of an aggressive push into places like the US where they were trying to go. So it's going to relieve some of the pressure on other car makers around the world who might perhaps have had more competition from Volkswagen if it hadn't been for this issue.
Correspondent Robert Wright covers American industry for the Financial Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.